Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate the wonder working power of God. We thank God for another wonderful day, the 24th day of the month of February, year 2021. We thank God for what God has been using this prophetic broadcast to do in the life of people. And I appreciate His hand of power. I appreciate the grace of God upon our lives and upon our family. I pray for you that the protection of God shall not depart from you. The covenant mercy of God shall overshadow you. The power in the blood of Jesus shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who want to disgrace you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. That promotion that is due for you shall be given unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty will remember you. The grace of God shall come upon your life. Wherever you appear with mercy. Wherever you appear with grace. God shall show you kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that David showed Mephibosheth kindness. May the Almighty God show you kindness. May what you thought you can't get now, may you begin to receive the blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. All that you have written down in your request, the Almighty God will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. As you wake up today, every affliction that has been in your life shall expire. As you wake up today, every curse pronounced against your destiny shall be canceled. As you wake up today, every satanic activity against you shall not prosper. As you wake up this morning, every conspiracy of darkness against you shall not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, all negative dream you have had is hereby canceled by the blood of Jesus. The Lord will fight your battle. The Lord will defend His interest in your life. The Lord shall promote you. The Lord shall elevate you. The Lord shall sustain you. And the grace of God will continue to multiply upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this morning, we shall be talking on something very special. And I want you to listen to me very well. I shall be talking on disgracing your iman. Disgracing your iman. When you read in the book of Esther, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, 7, you will see the story of a man called Haman. Haman plotted against the Jew. Haman stood to be the enemy of the Jew. Haman ate Mordecai with perfect hatred. Haman planned that the Jews would be wasted. Haman gave people money so that they can waste the people of Jew. They fixed a particular month. Specifically, it was March 7, according to the time. They fixed that all the people of the Lord, all the children of the Lord, all the Jew, the Israelis, must be wasted, must be wiped off, must be killed. That was the plan of Haman. Why? Because Haman just ate Mordecai, because Mordecai will never compromise. Don't forget that Haman, he was a son of Amagata. Don't forget that Haman also happened to be the descendant of Agagite. Don't forget that Haman was also descendant of the children of Amadata. And don't forget that Amadata, they belong to Agagite. And don't forget that the Bible says God instructed King Saul that he should wipe away the people of the land of Amalekite. But you find out that the King Saul went there in 1 Samuel chapter 15. He went there, he did not wipe away all the people. He brought those things that were very good. And he destroyed those things that were very bad. You see, this man that we are calling Haman happened to be descendant from that family. If King Saul had wiped away everybody according to the instruction of God, we are not going to have this Haman. Now, Haman decided that what King Saul did not do that time is going to do it upon the children of Israel. Now, listen to me. Any power that want to afflict your destiny as a result of the offense of your mother, of the offense of your father, any power that vow that it will fight you to the last because of the offense of your parents, I command that power to be disgraced in Jesus' name. Any battle you are facing now, as a result of the parental sin, as a result of your parents' sin, as a result of your parents' offense, I command now that the hand of the Lord shall deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you can see the man called Haman plotted and planned to wipe away the people of the Lord. And as he was planning that, the law of divine substitution took place. The law of divine substitution. What is the law of divine substitution? The law of divine substitution, it says, those who have plotted against any child of God will definitely replace that child of God. Those who have planned to waste any child of God will be wasted. Look at the law of divine substitution. According to the scriptures, you will get it very clear. Look at Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. That means, if there is any gang up against you, that gang up shall scatter. That's what the Bible is saying. You know, that means if people conspired evil against you, they shall fall into that evil. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. All they that devour thee shall be devoured. And all thy adversary, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be spoiled. And all they that prey upon thee, I will pray, I will give for a prey. That is what we call the law of divine substitution. Remember that Jesus Christ came to this world. And when he came, he became a substitute for all men and all women by carrying our sin upon his shoulder and died for us. Right from that time, the law of divine substitution has been taking place. Anytime, anywhere, the wicked people plan against the true children of God, that plan will backfire because the law of divine substitution will take place. Now, are there some people, are there some powers that gang up against you? Remember, a man died on the gallows that he has built for Mordecai, Exodus chapter 7 verse 10. Remember that those who plotted against Daniel, and Daniel was thrown into the lion of den, into the lion's den, all of them were cast into that lion's den and they were devoured. That is the law of divine substitution. So you can see the law of divine substitution taking place in the case of Haman and Mordecai, also took place in the case of Daniel and those who conspired against him. I also pray that the law of divine substitution shall begin to be activated on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 18 says, let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Now we are going to pray. Wherever you are, if you have not given your life to Jesus, this law cannot be activated for your sake. Confess your sin quickly. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Aha. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray you forgive and have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, get ready. We are going to pray. Open your mouth and say like this. Say, every satanic gang up against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic gang up against my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every demonic panel set up against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic panel set up against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic panel set up against my life, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, let the law of substitution begin to operate for my favor in the name of Jesus. Let the law of substitution begin to operate for my favor in the name of Jesus. Let the law of substitution begin to operate for your favor in your place of work, in your marketplace. Let the law of substitution begin to operate for your favor. Begin to operate for favor in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil meeting summoned against my destiny, you will not prosper. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil meeting summoned against my destiny, you will not prosper. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil meeting summoned against my destiny, you will not prosper. Scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Powers that dug a grave for me, enter into your grave in the name of Jesus. Power that dug a grave for me, enter into your grave in the name of Jesus. Powers that dug a grave for me, enter into your grave, enter into your grave, enter into your grave. The Bible says, he that digged a pit will definitely fall into the pit. Any power that have dug a pit for you shall fall into that pit in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, any power oppressing my elevation, die in the name of Jesus. Any power oppressing my elevation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power oppressing my elevation, there in Jesus name. Pray. Garment of battle that the enemy has put upon my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of battle that the enemy has put upon my life, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus name. Pray. Say, every power tying me down on one spot, in the name of Jesus. Every power tying me down on one spot, in the name of Jesus. The power that is tying me down to one spot, in Jesus name we pray. Say, every demonic decision against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic decision against my destiny, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now in Jesus name. Say, every demonic agreement against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic agreement against my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter in Jesus name. We pray. The Lord will deliver us. The Lord will fight for us. Bring out your oil. Father, I pray on this oil. I pray on this bottle of oil. And those who don't have the oil, I pray on the bottle of water. This oil shall carry the power to destroy fetish power. This oil shall carry the power to break the yoke of darkness. This oil shall carry the power to break the yoke of untimely death. The anointing of Holy Ghost shall enter into this oil. Power of God shall enter into this water. Blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. Fire of deliverance shall enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Now place the oil upon your head. Don't say anything. I'm going to pray for you now. Every curse on your head, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Aha. Transfer the oil. Put the oil on your chest. Yes. Just put your hand there. I am going to pray for you. Every satanic animal programmed to bite you, in the name of Jesus, stranger that is walking in that place, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now put the oil on your belly button. Just put your hand there. Don't say anything. Every serpent biting you, every poison walking around your body, whatever is making your life uncomfortable, wherever you are, depart now, depart now, depart now, depart now. Depart, 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 depart. In the name of Jesus, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to enter into your body. Let fire enter, fire enter, fire enter, fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, take the oil and drink a little. Holy Ghost, let that oil move with fire into the system. Everything in your body that is not of God, get out now. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus, anoint your two hands. Right from today, the oppression of darkness against your hand, scatter. The oppression of darkness against your labor, scatter. Evil accusation, the evil accusation against you, scatter. Judgment of darkness against your hand, scatter. Poverty program into your hand, scatter. Power waging war against your staff of bread, scatter. Power that has taken the key of elevation from your hand, I command that key to be released back to your hand. It is well with you. The Lord will take you from this level to a high height. God will promote your destiny. What you have lost to the enemy shall be regained back in sevenfold. And the Lord will fight the enemy. All those who plan to embarrass you shall be disgraced. All those who plan to naked you shall be disgraced. The sickness programmed into your blood shall be flushed out. And the finger of heaven shall enter into your body. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer request, 12 of them. I thank God for those who have been calling me, that God has answered their requests. I pray that all the requests you are holding now according to the will of God shall be answered speedily. Heaven shall open on them and there shall be testimony. I pray them into manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. The Holy Ghost will fight for you. The glory of God will cover you. Those who are waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb, I bless you today with the blessing of twins and triplets in the name of Jesus. Those who are waiting on the Lord and they are crying that, God, please, when am I going to get settled to married? Hear me and hear me very well. This year is your year of celebration, for your marital glory has been released, and I command you to receive your garment. Receive your garment of celebration. Receive your wedding garment. Receive your wedding suit in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking unto the Lord for help, financial help, I command destiny helper to locate you. You will receive financial blessing that will surprise you. In Jesus' name we pray. All those who are looking for or waiting for a document, and this document is where your celebration lies, I command that this document shall be released. Aha. Your citizenship, your document of residence, your permanent stay, your visa, everything shall be released now into your hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-69298. We are from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festa Credom. And I'm your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.